everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Internet Man. Welcome to the podcast, guys. The last one for the winter-spring season 2017. I can't believe it. We're here. We're at the final, the home stretch of the podcast. I cannot believe it's already this far. And it's amazing. It's just amazing just to see this come this far. And I'll talk briefly at the end of the podcast what I think about the season and, you know, all the craziness that I've been through all year, all season long. It's just been such a crazy, crazy, crazy run for me this season. And, you know, it's over. Like, I'm going to be on a break now, and I'm be getting charging up my batteries in my body for BB19 and Amazing Race Canada, which comes out this summer as well. So I'm very excited for those. Without further ado, let's get right into the finale recap for the Amazing Race 29 finale. So teams must go to Chicago, Illinois, they'll be treated to and pampered to premium class, which is great. They get premium class and they're going to be pampered on the way back. Taryn Joey said they know they have a fighting chance, so is Brooke and Scott as well. Everybody has a fighting chance. Teams must go to the pit at Chicago Land Speedway to get the next clue. Brooke and Scott got their backpack checked, so they're only going fanny pack. So I don't know what that means. I'm gonna have to ask Justin or Krista what they mean by that. I'm gonna ask them because obviously Justin from the green team from season 27, who I'm connected to on Twitter from a few years ago. When him and Diana went on their trip. So I'll ask that terminology. They probably could be able to tell you, what it means. I'll ask one of the two respected teams from that season, what they mean by that. That might help me clear it out, but, I'll ask one of the two. I'm not sure who. I might ask one or the other, but I'm not sure yet, but that might mean that when they do that is might be meaning like their bags might be taken all the way. I don't know if it's left. Maybe it's checked and left at the airport until after the race. I don't know. It could also mean the base could be delivered to the finish line. Those are kind of ideas that what it could mean. Again, I would have to check with one. There's three people I'm connected to that were on the Amazing Race, as teams. There's three of them I can ask, and I'll ask them. I'll ask them. Just say, what do they mean by check the bags? I'll ask them. They know. I'll ask around. Or I think I know what the definition means, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, they went with the fanny pack. So, obviously, Brooke and Scott are really, really, they want to go lightweight. They don't want to carry any excess weight. Then they have to compare to the other teams. So I guess you have to at this point of the race, you have to, you know, try to go lightweight as much as possible. You have to go a little bit on the lightweight. So it could mean that they would just not be like carrying no. They're not carrying their backpacks will help them, you know, better themselves in the race. I didn't know they were allowed to do that. Especially at the last leg of the race. I never knew that. So, okay. So, start your engines. One team member will be on the wheel, and the other one will be, you know, doing the car. They will be changing a tire. They have to do it with under 40 seconds. And the other team member will be driving a lap around the track, and then they have to drive that within 48 seconds or less to get the next clue. Brooke was struggling. She forgot the lug nuts. There's like a new lug nuts that they have. That's set aside on the, like on the, you know how they, the racetrack, and she has a split, right? At one point has a split, and that's the pit stop one side, and then the other side is the track. So the pit stop right on the top of that, where they, in the middle is where that everything is, all the gear is, like all the equipment and anything that they need to fix the car. But it's on the left side there. When you pull in, it's on the left side. And there's another thing that splits. So it's hard to explain what the track is. So you have like one side has like a kind of a barrier there, and that on that the right side is like the track. And then the other side is, the other side is the pit stop, and then where the car parks and gets, like, refueled, or the tires changed, or if there's a mechanical problem, we'll do that. But, yeah, so she had to do, she forgot the lug nuts that were sitting on the top of the barrier. So that means that she had to, do it again. Brooke being Brooke, she was yelling like usual. Joey went fast. So Joey was speedy. He knew what he's doing. Joey went very quickly through the challenge. Brooke got it in 38 seconds. So that meant Joey was... Sorry, no. Scott was gone to do the lap around the track. Then London... Joey got it 37 seconds. So, I mean, Tara was doing a lap around the track. London failed and had to, on her first attempt, so she had to do it again. Scott went over the 48 seconds by 10 seconds. Tara was over the 48 seconds with a minute and 8. It is tough. It's tough because it's hard to match what the actual race car drivers in the NASCAR do. Like, you gotta... You know, you're going to try to do it speedier. And there is somebody in there helping you. Like, there is someone in there that is instructing you through this. So, that is a big, big, big help when it comes to this challenge. Someone is there. There's an instructor. There's always an instructor or someone that's supervising, or someone that's telling them they were successful or they weren't. So, obviously, yeah. All right, so London got it in 39 seconds. So, it meant Logan was going to do the lap around. Tara didn't get it. Scott got it within 45 seconds. So, he was successful in finishing the leg of the race. London was on his first attempt. And then teams must go to downtown Chicago, to the Monroe Station, which is actually a subway station down in downtown Chicago. It's one of the lower stations. Also, they have to find the worker to get their next clue. And, I think it's called the L train. There's different trains. There's trains that is above, like above ground. I forget what those are called. I was on those. And then there's the L train. So, yeah, I've been to Chicago. I know what Chicago's like, and I know what to expect in that city. I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities to visit so far in all the cities I've visited in the United States, USA. So Logan didn't get it. Logan had to do it again. Tara got it, and Logan finally got it. Ruckus got went past the worker at the platform, and then they must solve three riddles of three iconic locations to get postcards to on the postcard. It'll tell you where you're going. Your next clue is there was a famous fountain. Tara and Joey were gone to the water tower, and that was from season 9. That water tower was actually featured in season 9 of The Amazing Race, so it's kind of neat, kind of a throwback Thursday on this episode. That's awesome. And then Lynn and Logan as well. Brooke and Scott got their second postcard at the bridge, and then Tara and Joey were at the fountain. Tara and Joey got a postcard. Ludd and Logan got their first postcard. Brooke and Scott got the third postcard. And they must go to City Hall to the secret garden on the rooftop where they can get the next clue. And the beekeeper, Michael, will give them the next clue. So, of course, Brooke complaining that she was tired and, you know, she's let him down. So, kind of the negativity coming. I think, yeah, it's the end of the race, and I think everybody's tired from a very well-fought-out leg of the race. You know, race. It's been a long race, and you're going to be tired, of course. And then, so, Tara and Joey got their second postcard. Ludd and Logan got all three postcards. Scott offered to carry Brooke on his back, but she refused. So she said, "No, I don't want to do it." So he's like, "Okay, whatever." Like, and she's like, "Let's just go." Tara and Joey were at the wrong building. They had to go to the Michigan Avenue. That was actually where the right location was, where they had to go. So teams must go to Wrigley Field. They're the Wrigley Field dogs to get their next clue. Not Wrigley Field, the field, but, it is a hot dog place. And I believe I know where that is. I've been to, again, I know I'm being a little know-it-all in this podcast. I've been to Wrigley Field. I know the area, surrounding area around the building. So I'm familiar with Wrigley Field. So I'm very familiar with the surroundings. Even with the stands on top of the buildings surrounding the field where fans can actually watch the Cubbies play their games. Tara and Joey got their third postcard. Oh, sorry. No, what am I saying? I already said that. Tara and Joey got their third postcard. Teams must deliver 10 hot dogs to the rooftop. That overlooks Wrigley Field, switching for tickets to Wrigley Field from Amazing Race winners Ernie and Cindy. I remember them, season 19 winners of the Amazing Race. I remember them very well, to Wrigley Field. So teams must go to, and of course, then the teams will go up to go to the entrance at Wrigley Field, located at Clark and Addison. Is it either Addison or Madison? I'm not sure. But don't quote me on what I heard. I'm just doing what I heard, so don't shoot the messenger here. So bear with me. Who's been keeping score? So obviously this is the final challenge for the Amazing Race for this season. It's awesome that you finally are at this final. They are at the last challenge for this Amazing Race. So they must figure out what place they got in. They came in each and every leg, at every location, via handheld radio. And then they have to solve a 3-digit combo to where the next clue is, which would probably be a seat number in the field. So Scott was climbing on the scoreboard, Brooke was on the opposite side. And then Scott said it is in order, and it's not in order, sorry, it is not in order, so obviously it'll be sporadically all over the place. Brooke and Scott were working on quickly. Brooke remembered what places they came in, so that helped them a lot. That helped them very much a lot, just to, you know, keep them in order so they can, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? So they can, you know, stay up there. Like, they can continue on very quickly now that they have, they remember what order they came in. Tara and Joey gave the hot dogs. Joey said, go Red Sox, and got booed. That was hilarious. That, honestly, that's something you don't say to a Cubs fan. You're going to get booed, or you're going to get reprimanded for it. Trust me. But, no, I laughed. No, personally, I laughed at the comment, his little comment. I thought that was funny, in a way. I think he was just being a smart-ass. I think Joey was being Joey. He was being a smart-ass. He was being a smart-aleck. When it comes to it, he was just being a smart-aleck with everybody. So they got, all right, Brooke was right, so they got to go back to home plate to get the next clue. So now they had to figure out the equation to get their final clue. They guessed 504 is where they got, and they realized it's very high up in the nosebleed seats, they call it. Yeah, I'm a big baseball fan, I know. I'm a big baseball nerd, you can tell. I am a very big baseball nerd. So it's really far up there. It's probably on the 500 level there. Right behind the home plate, if I'm guessing. If I remember correctly, if I remember the whole entire field off by heart in my head, I believe it was right behind home plate. So Brooke and Scott got their last clue. Teams must go to Milton Lee Olive Park, which is the finish line for the Amazing Race 29, which puts a tear to my eye, but, you know, it's been a great season. So, Tara and Joey were working quickly. Tara and Joey were correct, moving to the home plate. London said 2 on Seoul, but which he was in on the right level. Obviously, when you're putting in the numbers, they're at levels, and there's like stairs going up and down behind the Wrigley Field scoreboard. So that kind of, you know, you got to go up and down through that. So team number one, the winner of Amazing Race 29 was Brooke and Scott. Team number two, oh, congratulations to Brooke and Scott, by the way. Team number two, Tara and Joey. Team number three, London and Logan. Wow, what an amazing season this has been for the Amazing Race. What an amazing season for Everything About Rally TV, being the second full run of Everything About Rally TV. This is my second run reality TV season. I can't talk. I'm just speechless right now. This is my second season of reality TV, covering it under the name Everything About Rally TV. I cannot believe how much support I've gotten. I got, 6 followers, subscribers on podcast.com. I've had great reviews over the little player that's on crispyontheweb.com. I've had good reviews from that. Now I have 3 followers on TuneIn.com. I'm overwhelmed with all the support. Thank you guys so much for such a great season. interacting with me on Twitter, you know, being part of it. Special shout out to my subscribers out there. I believe some of them are like my ex Larry and Justin and Dave Gowan has been watching me. Jacob, 101 Adam, especially if Krista and Justin are listening to my podcast. Thank you guys again for putting up with my insanity behind the microphone this season. It's been so much fun. I had so much fun this year. You know, maybe one of these days I should, you know, collaborate with maybe the Racer 3 Cap or something, or you never know. And finally, thank you to the lurkers who are just listening, just randomly listening to the podcast. You guys is what keeps this podcast going each and every week. You know, and I just love the interaction with the other reality TV fans up there, whether it's Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother Canada, Big Brother US, Amazing Race Canada, so forth. Thank you so much for your support. And if you are new to the podcast, please follow, guys, or subscribe, whatever the button says. Hit that button. Also, you can follow me on Twitter if you haven't done so, at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys in a few weeks for BB19 preview podcast and the beginning of the recast for the summer. Have a good one, guys. I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Thanks again. Bye for now.